Just coming up to 8:24 on Friday's News Talk Breakfast. It's the 23rd of November. I want to briefly return to that RTE story and the announcement from the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland yesterday that it felt the report put out earlier this week by RTE, and I quote, failed to tell the full truth about the frontline presidential debate and the journalistic and editorial failings of it, that the failings were, in quotes, more significant than had been identified by RTE in the published report. Joining us now is Labour Senator John Whelan, a member of the Oireachtas Communications Committee. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Chris.
Where does this go now, John?
Well, I'm reluctant to give advice to RTE or anyone for that matter, but if I was RTE, I'd take stock of what the BAI are saying to them. The BAI are obviously calling them out here on this one. The devil is in the detail. And RTE, more than anyone else, should know that where there's a report, there will be a leak. Like last night, they themselves revealed details of a report that has yet to go before Cabinet in relation to the expert group. And now, in classic RTE management style, they're sort of putting up the barricades, adopting a defensive mode, gone into denial and battening down the hatches and hope this will go away a year on. It's not good enough. The chair of the RTE board, Tom Savage, or the DG, Noel Curran, got to get a grip of this and just publish the full report and stop messing.
In their statement that they put out yesterday, they stand up for themselves. They say they're fully satisfied, as are the authors. This is last night's statement, and this is RTE, that the report published on Sunday is an accurate representation of the editorial findings.
Yeah, but it's an abridged version. It's an editorialised version. No one is casting any aspersions. You see, this is what's happening. On Morning Ireland this morning, what did RTE do? Instead of getting another voice and another opinion and an outside perspective, they go to one of the authors of the report, Mr. Morrison, to shore up their perspective. This is classically what they
do. To be fair to my colleagues, you know, they're speaking to the author of the report to see whether or not he stands over his report, John, just to be fair to them.
They keep speaking to the authors of the report. I haven't heard them put out anyone else on this issue, even though it's been going on for a week. The fact of the matter is no one's casting any aspersions on the authors of the report, Mr. Morrison and Mr. Carson, but the BAI, and they are the independent regulator, and RTE should not thumb their nose at them. The fact of the matter is that the regulator, who is independent and the body with oversight on this matter, has asked them to publish the full documents. It's taken a year. RTE are the first people to say the HSE cannot investigate itself. Politicians cannot investigate themselves. And the Gardaí cannot investigate themselves. And rightly so. And a year on, we're still none the wiser as to what happened in this programme. The devil is in the detail, and RTE should just get on with it and publish the working document.
Senator John Whelan, a member, a Labour senator, and a member of the Oireachtas Communications Committee. Thanks for speaking to us this morning.